beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to my show, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's podcast, Psionics versus Narratives. Yes. What would you say if I or somebody else were to present to you certain evidence that what you believe happened actually didn't happen quite the way you had been told it happened? Is that a little too abstract for you? Well, and if I provided you with the documentation, verified through the powers of authority, and dated, accompanied by fully disclosed a description of this most important thing, would you be so willing to look deeper? Or is it true that a great majority of you are so insatiably in love with the narrative of the controllers, your controllers, that you'd turn a blind eye upon this ultimate, unique, once-in-a-lifetime source of liberation? Give up your freedoms, would you? Well, tonight I am going to delve into the topic of psionics to influence narratives, and possibly a little more than this. So, without further ado, let us begin. Alrighty, so perhaps a number of you have absolutely no idea what on earth I am talking about. That's quite alright, because I'm going to tell you all about narratives and how psionics can and does play a role in the execution of popular pseudo-realities projected into the minds of the general public. Yes, the general public. This knowledge can save you. For if you have knowledge of a thing, then you can attempt to control a thing. Besides, if you are completely unaware of a disturbance in the back of your own mind, then you cannot protect yourself from it. So I'm going to give you a little freebie here so that you can better defend yourself and perhaps do a few more things with this knowledge. Well, as the story goes, the various defense and intelligence agencies around the planet and all of the various business giants, the big media, the tech, and so on, have all of them invested to some degree or another of precious time and money in the pursuit of mind control. What has been particularly effective is the application of what was once referred to as narratives. Yes, narratives. Now these tactics are simply referred to as stories. You see, any imagery manifested is utterly meaningless without a good smattering of emotional influence. Thus, all the images you see before you today, across the media and on the SNS networks, is generally partnered with a certain composition of projected attitudes. And this is accomplished by controlling other people's emotions. Yes, the woo and woe of the body's social control the emotion and you control the flock, as the old saying goes. Well, that's something which interests Big Brother and the controllers of society very much. You know, I've read through some white papers on various experiments or technologies purportedly designed by some organizations, such as DARPA, which have some rather seemingly sinister intentions, so it would seem. I mean, you can only read a white paper document so many ways. Trying to find somewhere in between the lines, in between sentences and paragraphs, some hope that maybe they don't mean what they wrote? Well, I cannot be entirely certain that these documents are guaranteed true, but it would seem that narratives do indeed move the populations around the planet to think, or, well, their approximation of thinking, and more importantly, feeling. And then, of course, this makes people do all manner of things, usually a lot of silly things, like run topless in the streets, or spray paint stuff, or start riots, light things on fire. Apparently, there are psychological studies being designed not to help people, but to hurt and injure or control we, the people, and many other people across the planet, across the world, different countries. It isn't all about us. And while ordinarily this isn't too far out of the scope of psionics as a study and as an art, the problems begin to become pressing when these controlled actions do incredible disruption to the flow and ebb of society as a system of order. And with some hopes of prosperity, of course, society can never truly be prosperous with the current system in place, but that is a topic for another matter entirely. From reading reports and white papers on topics such as American soldiers stampeding and stomping on the rooftops of natives in Afghanistan, to tormenting innocent civilians in the Middle East, to establishing an image of courage by joining outlawish groups to fight off the evil soldiers of the West, I have become thoroughly disgusted by these treacherous deeds around the planet. While I'm kind of an outlaw myself, I do not support worldwide criminality, particularly at the degree of which has been presented by independent researchers and conspiracy theorists, hard-pressed to tell their stories before they're silenced, utterly cut off the airwaves, banned from the internet, or jailed. I think they have to jail them because they're too smart to be drafted. They might turn a Melidia on them. You know, zing. Of the matter is, we are ever moving into a new era of computerization, folks, now referred to as the digital age. Did I dive too far off topic there? Well, wherein all things about us are accessible to remote cloud systems, AI tracking, and tracing groups, so too also must psionics prepare to follow these technologies in parallel? Have I not said this before? Well, I think I did. In previous podcast, we will follow technocracy in parallel with psionics. Now, it is highly likely that the majority of my listeners haven't had the marvelous good fortune of reading my book, The Wondrous Wheel, VPG3. So, this is a book and an ebook which tells my story of coming into possession of a method of developing what is called telemechanics. What this means is an ability to read and write to machines with nothing more than the power of human intent. Now, what does that have to do with white papers and soldiers stampeding on other people's houses across the seas and doing all these, you know, this crazy stuff? Well, I'm going to get to that. Well, essentially, the control structure, as it's been, is changing into a digital platform, a digital, you know, actually a digital reality. It's not even a platform anymore. It would be the Internet of Things. So our minds are quite capable of influencing machines remotely, both in the present and the future. Likewise, with the additive of psionics methods, the argument can also be made for an ability to influence the past to a certain degree. All of these things, many of these things, have been proven by the research, psychical research, particularly in psychokinesis. Everybody's interested in that, PK and micro-PK. The research of Princeton University. So, as a matter of course, there are some means by which we may bypass the development of telemechanics by employing magic as a replacement for the talent of telemechanics, micropsychokinesis, and remote digital presence. Namely, because not everybody has the talent to do that. It takes some time to develop it if you don't. However, with a little magic, we can do some of those things. These means and methods I will teach in various intervals within my club at verloc.club. So come join me there and keep the magic high. Well, don't be too disappointed. As I was saying in my opening, tonight I'm going to give all my listeners a freebie. Now, this freebie is nothing more than a simple block of binary code to influence society as a whole. Now, and as a matter of course, this code is not going to run on any kind of a computer operating system. No, indeed, this is meant to work magically. As I've said, there is a means to work around the talent of telemechanics. And this means to an end is simple binary pattern magic. I think the first time I discovered the concept of working binary as a form of magic is maybe 30 years ago, I'm thinking. Maybe not quite that long. Something like 30 years ago when I came into possession of a book, an encyclopedia type of book on magical alphabets and magic in general, an encyclopedia written by Bill Whitcomb. I am no longer in possession of that book, but I do remember it. Binary being one of the magical alphabets added to that wonderful, wonderful appendix in that book. You will transmit this binary pattern of zeros and ones via your miraculous prayer board instrument to the entire planet, or you can narrow things down to a country or even your state or city. The idea is that you can build a magical platform to hedge some of the things you do not like about modern society and input a few changes here and there for things that you do like. Now, I'll paste this binary code I have for create a better system for society, and you can use this as a template to build up on whatever details you wish to build onto your own platform, and perhaps later compile your code to project to the planet's parallel reality. So take a look at the description section of this podcast for your free binary block of transmitting code. I am also working the same thing with my club members. Of course, after they delve into this binary code, we will take things much further in the club, including how to work with yellow magic, something I discovered myself. It exists nowhere else but within my mind and within my book on yellow magic, and various color coding and different methods we can use to really kick some ass with digital spells. Alrighty then. So if you would like to mix this binary magic with the former projects I've posted in my blogs at verloc.com/blog, such as Project Robin Hood, the Buccaneer Project, the Monopoly Man Project, and so on, then you may do so very easily to influence world systems, to return some of the money in society back to the people, back to yourself as well. Might as well line your own pockets while you're at it. That's not such a bad thing now, is it? I mean, more citizens get a stimulus check in the mail. Dropping of gas prices, and you get to benefit as well. Now, find me one person on this planet right now who has been able to accomplish all of these things that I have as often and with such adamant potency as your favorite masked outlaw here. Yes, Herr Doktor von Verloc. Who else? Who loves you, right? Of course, I'm your favorite wizard. I get the job done. Just look at the reviews. Go to verloc.com/reviews and you'll see what I'm talking about. You gotta come with me, ladies and gentlemen. Join my club. Learn. Study. I beg you, use my knowledge. And we will have peace. Read my bio and my magical resume on the bottom of the bio page, just following the link down there. Anyway, the point of the matter here is that I can help you. I can help you alter reality just enough to make certain improvements. And you can learn to do some of these things on your own. We're going to take you there because we're going to keep that magic real high. For more in-depth methods on splicing futures. Yes, investors, you know what I'm talking about. Fortunes. Magicians, chaos magicians, spirits, and magical systems of all kinds, please read my book, Sanic Splicing, for just $29.99, and I'll have that book shipped to you in a jiffy. And if you would be so kind, I do really need to ask, donate for my project to fund a mobile psionics lab. Those who donate might just receive a special surprise reward. All right, those who did donate have received some free tickets to next month's big Villain Expo. And if you really want to donate big, I just might even give you a free consultation over Skype. How's about that, ladies and chaps? So if you do enjoy these podcasts and you like projects that test your real-world talents and you want to be prepared for the technomancy of the future, please support my work and research by making a purchase in the Verloc Psionic Shop. Go to verloc.com/shop and keep the magic high. Now don't forget, I'll be at the expo next month. That date, once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, February 19th, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hope you'll all be there to enjoy the convention and show support for your favorite masked man, the good Herr Doktor von Verloc. See you there. Thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc Psionics Podcast. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.